This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. The 1st of July marked the 20th anniversary of the handover of Hong Kong to the People's Republic of China. China's President Xi Jinping was in Hong Kong for a three-day visit to mark the anniversary and the swearing-in of the new chief executive. The media is reporting that President Xi delivered a tough speech. He reportedly warned Hong Kong not to cross the red line of undermining Chinese sovereignty, urging consensus instead of conflict to solve major problems. On the line, we have Stefan Ottman, assistant professor at City University of Hong Kong. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to begin with the question of President Xi's message. How is it being read in Hong Kong?
I think that there is great concern here in Hong Kong that the Chinese government is taking greater control of the city, and Xi Jinping's remarks are the latest in that direction, that China is now taking it seriously and will, I think we'll now...
So just to put some of the context of some of the problems that Hong Kong we've seen, most recent, of course, over the Legislative Council elections, and we had some individuals, activists, especially younger members of the political community of Hong Kong, being elected, but they're not allowed to take office or take their seats in the Legislative Council because of their unwillingness to swear an oath of allegiance to China. Could you put that in and this present speech in that context?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is in the context of a rising independence movement, which emerged out of the fact that the Chinese government denied democracy to Hong Kong. Then you had the umbrella movement in 2014. And out of this frustration that there was no compromise made, students or increasing number of students demanded independence or autonomy, full autonomy for Hong Kong. But the Chinese government does not want this. They see that as splittism and a fear that Hong Kong's becoming too independent or too autonomous is a threat to national unity in China. And so I think that is in this context that Xi Jinping is worried that a growing number of Hong Kongers want independence or at least too much autonomy for Hong Kong.
Now, the presidency was also quoted as saying and speaking about the one country, two systems model governing Hong Kong. He says it embodies a very important tenet, namely seeking broad common ground while allowing major differences. Apparently, commentators are looking at the word major as opposed to minor differences. What is it that is exactly these major differences that China, the central government, would allow when dealing with Hong Kong?
That is not quite clear to me. Honestly, I think that the idea of one country, two systems in the Chinese opinion is that the country is dominate. They always say it's one country comes first, so the two systems are second, and China can always interfere within Hong Kong affairs. I think the stressing of one country, two systems by Xi sends a signal that there is still opinion that one country, two systems continues, despite some other Chinese officials indicating that if Hong Kong steps too far, there could be an end to one country, two systems, and that Hong Kong's autonomy is at risk presently. So I think that, but some others said that he didn't mention one country, two systems often enough and didn't include all the promises. So there is still concern that Hong Kong's autonomy, which is, by the way, not really, it's not legally enforceable. So one country, two systems could be eliminated at any time by the Chinese government if they so choose.
Now, the central government's warning aside, is this likely to dampen activist sentiment? I mean, and if not, can we expect a crackdown on dissent in the city?
I would say that they will try at least to go after the pro-independence activists. There is some crackdowns already going on. An independence rally was rejected or was denied. And people who promote independence were all wearing masks during the annual July 1st protest. So there is concern among those activists for sure. I do see that they will the Chinese government will try to get Carrie Lam to pass the Article 23 legislation to increase the possibility of cracking down on speech that the Chinese government does not like. There could be a threat to the central authorities and so on. So I do see the possibility of greater repression coming, and most people in Hong Kong are worried about that.
Now, you've mentioned the name of the new chief executive. She is Carrie Lam Cheng Yuetnyo. She's the first woman to lead the city of Hong Kong, the special administrative zone, as its chief executive. In her inauguration speech, she pledged to accurately and comprehensively fulfill her duties as the chief executive and resolutely do everything in her ability to implement the One Country, Two Systems principle, uphold the basic law, which I believe is something akin to a constitution, defend the rule of law and promote a deep and positive relationship between the central government and Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. Now, is there a question of legitimacy for Hong Kong's chief executives? And does she have sway? Does she have legitimacy among the peoples of Hong Kong?
I mean, she has not been elected by... I mean, since there's no universal suffrage, which failed to be introduced, the small committee voted for her. Only 777 people voted for her in the election and or selection process. And more importantly, I think that she was the less popular of the two pro-government candidates. Yeah, Jasper Tsang, we're having much greater popularity in Hong Kong. So most people in Hong Kong did not like her and feel that she would not be an adequate candidate, would not be an adequate chief executive. Of course, now we don't really know her that well. So I think there is guarded optimism that she could bridge at least some of the divides in society, I think. But I think most people are not very optimistic and don't have much hope in her and don't see her as a legitimate candidate.
Now, Stefan, also the question of a generational divide, especially in relation to what is perceived as China-Hong Kong relations. Do you think that there is a divide in terms of generations? Is it a growing one, or can China do anything to bridge the gap?
Yes, I do see there is a divide. I mean, the divide is largely among, because the youngsters have been born and grown up in Hong Kong, and many of them have generations before them in Hong Kong. I do see there is a divide between those people who have a long history in Hong Kong and those who are recent immigrants or those who are children of recent immigrants. They tend to be more pro-China than those who have long history. And that gap is because they have grown up in a very different society, and China is taking... I mean, they want to defend the liberal freedoms, the liberal society, and I see China in a very different path and a different trajectory, as Xi Jinping also has said that he rejects Western values, Western democracy, and so on. But Hong Kongers are very much convinced of those values and believe they are part and core of what makes Hong Kong. So I see that divide is between those people who are the liberals of Hong Kong and those who are not the illiberals or the conservatives of Hong Kong. And so this is how the two camps are. And there are many older people within that. So it's not entirely a generation gap.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Stefan Ottman. He's an assistant professor at the City University of Hong Kong, speaking about the recent inauguration of Hong Kong's chief executive, as well as the visit of President Xi Jinping to the city. We'll be back with more business news after this, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.